Hello there, welcome to another episode of the Business Samurai Podcast. This is a podcast about business and pop culture, and also a companion podcast to the Business Samurai webcomic, which you should definitely check out. My name is Ramon Cuenca, CFA. I am the creator of Business Samurai. Okay. I wanted to talk today about... Oh, wait, sorry. First things first. You know, running a media business, a media startup like this, obviously you have to take into account analytics and try and spot trends and see how you can better optimize the content you produce for people so that you get the most bang for your buck. And what happened recently was that a few weeks ago, I did a podcast on Cobra Kai, and I noticed a spike in followers for this podcast. At the same time, a spike in followers, direct followers on my the Business Samurai webcomic, which is on Webtoons. So, coincidence, maybe, maybe not. But it might be, and maybe some of you can message me privately and let me know. You can go to my website, artandfinance.net, and go to the contact page. But... you can. It seems that some people who had been listening to me on podcasts liked me enough to follow me directly, set up an account on Webtoon and follow the Business Samurai webcomic, which is perfect because that is my main product and that is what I'm really launching. This podcast is obviously for you to get to know me and also to advertise my the Business Samurai manga. So if that's what's going on, thank you all so much for your increased support. So the more subscribers I get, the better. It's obviously a good thing to show when I raise money this year for Business Samurai, the webcomic. Again, my plan is to get it up to streaming, so hopefully you like what you see. And then again, any feedback would be greatly appreciated. So if you're listening to my podcast, you can... go to my website, artandfinance.net, artandfinance.net. Click on contact. You can send me a message there. Or if you're on Webtoon, you can go to the Business Samurai manga and just comment. Or even if you're on YouTube, you can comment as well. This video also goes on to YouTube, this podcast that is. So yeah, I've noticed that. So I'm thinking about going twice a week again with this podcast, just because I need... if this podcast brings in more subscribers, which translates to more subscribers on Webtoon, that's perfect for me. So I think what I'll do going forward, I mean, I'm still testing things out with the frequency on which I do podcasts, but maybe if I record two a week and I record both in one go, that might be better. I also noticed that people tend to watch episodes that are short or listen to episodes that are shorter and focus on just one subject or one topic. So maybe I should just focus on one topic per episode, but more frequent episodes. I mean, that makes sense too. I mean, theoretically, because it's easier to search and find out things that you like. I mean, when I do the longer episodes, it's sort of like a bunch of different things, and it's hard to... I mean, it's not, you know, it doesn't pop in front of listeners' eyes when they scroll through their... through the list of podcast episodes, what exactly I'm talking about in each episode. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. So let's try it out. So twice a week, I'm recording this episode and the following one all in one go. So that I am thinking about posting Tuesday and Thursday since I post a new webcomic episode every Wednesday. So we'll see how it goes. Okay. So now that that's out of the way, I want to talk today about, again, you know me, content, 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 content. It's funny because it's even going into other industries you wouldn't normally associate with content. So the first one I want to talk about is the more interesting case, which is the Peloton. So a few, I mean, I think maybe last week, because I subscribe to Bloomberg Technology, the YouTube channel, and if you want to know more about what's going on, you definitely should as well. But two videos came out around the same time, and it's interesting. Maybe there's a thematic reason why they both came out at the same time from Bloomberg Technology, and it was about one was about a the it's Beachbody, which is I guess a competitor to Peloton, which if you don't know is a basically an exercise bike that has like a TV screen and does like live streaming classes and stuff. Apparently it's more than that, but they're very successful. I'll get to that in a bit, but basically this is a competitor, Beachbody, I'm assuming, and there's a former TikTok CEO who also I believe worked in Disney. So like these exercise excuse me, before I go into that, the Bloomberg anchor Emily Chang and this gentleman here, the former TikTok CEO, now CEO of Beachbody, talking about how Peloton itself, describe the CEO describes Peloton as a media company, and again, and then it's interesting that its competitor Beachbody, hired the C form the former CEO of TikTok and also who is a former Disney executive. So again, like we've gotten to a point. So I'm interested in that because we've gotten to a point where even exercise equipment has content now. So I looked into Peloton, and I had heard about it before. I mean, I'm not the target demographic. My understanding is that it's mostly I guess like women, maybe in their 20s, 30s, and 40s who are into this, who like buy this bike and a subscription revenue where they somehow manage to pay. People, they somehow managed to get people to pay $40 a month for Peloton classes. I don't know. I mean, I'm a gym person myself, so it's not. I'm totally not the target demographic here, but apparently there's a market for this. Anyway, so I pulled up this. I found this article. This is a 2020 article on Bloomberg about Peloton, right? And there's just another one, 2019, Fortune, when Peloton went public, right? So. It's true. So looking at these two articles, the CEO does say that Peloton is a media company. I'm reading verbatim from this Fortune article, which you can look up online. Let's see, the title is Peloton claims it's a media company, not a bike business. Is it taking investors for a ride? This is in 2019. So again, reading the article, as far back as 2016, CEO John Foley described them, I guess, non-interactive classes that Peloton has, as like a Netflix library, but for fitness classes. So, though bikes are its most visible product, Peloton, like Netflix, has spent heavily on content to attract customers. 103 million in fiscal 2019, according to a New York studio for streaming video that was projected to cost 45 million. Sorry, including in New York studios. So wow. So if they're really going in on content, then in this Bloomberg article here. In short, Peloton is as much a media company or a software play as it is a gym or equipment maker. It has built a wicked razor and blade business. So this is referring to, like, I'm assuming, a Procter and Gamble selling, the Mach3 shaving. Like, I'm assuming, the handle's cheaper, the razor blades are expensive. So the razors cost at least $1,900. I'm assuming that's the bike. So $1,900 and are profitable on their own. But the subscriptions have a 57% gross margin. So basically, sales minus costs is your margin. So 57% margin, that means only 43% of that is a cost and the rest goes to profit. That's pretty lucrative. So it says here that's pretty lucrative for the subscriptions. So. Apparently, 1.1 million households pay $40 a month for Peloton classes. That's pretty nuts. So they're paying $40 in a subscription. That's the best revenue model, by the way, subscription, because it's a recurring revenue. Superstar trainers and a thorough music licensing strategy. So the content platform has proved remarkably sticky. See, I honestly, I don't know much about this business because I'm not, if you listen to any of my podcasts, I mean, I'm sorry, any of my previous podcast episodes, I'm more into like, obviously, more guy stuff, like, martial arts and obviously like more in the, Marvel or anime manga type stuff. But it's and I really don't know this content, but it's interesting. I mean, and I don't know how. I mean, if someone, I mean, theoretically, if someone could come up with a, if someone could compete with Peloton and on price, which I'm assuming maybe some of these other competitors like Beachbody might be doing. They might sell for a cheaper but just as good bike, and also have like good content also. Because what if they just spend more? I mean, you're always gonna when you're selling a product like this, like a bike, you're always gonna have competitors who are just gonna go harder and cheaper. If you're selling hardware, right? If you're selling the same thing, they can you always run the risk of someone selling the same product or just as good or close to being just as good for cheaper. And then they could also like I don't know, they could pirate your superstar trainers and provide also really, good music, or I don't know, theoretically. I don't know, it's hard for me to get behind this over the long term. Unless everyone else is just not as competent as Peloton. Peloton's just really killing it, crushing it, as they say. Yeah. So that's one company that where we have the where we have the content strategy going. And before I forget, there's also a flywheel effect, meaning that the more I guess, well, here they're referring to this article's referring specifically to network effects, where the more people join the crowd and more people talk about it, then everyone gets in on it. I mean, yeah, there's a social networking aspect as well for Peloton. So, whoever their target demographic is, they've obviously gotten them down flat. But the question is, can they keep them? So I don't know. It's something to watch over. But again, content again is super important. Which I've been saying like a broken record every this is the concurrent or excuse me, not the concurrent, this is the running theme throughout this entire podcast. And as you know, I left my job for this, so my office job for this, so that's why I'm doing this. I'm always pushing this and pushing it and pushing my own content. The second company I want to talk about is Zynga. So if some of you remember from the late 2000s, Zynga had FarmVille, which is a very popular social game that was popular because of Facebook. It was on all over social media. I never played it, never got into it. But this piece of news came out around the same time as the Peloton news. So Zynga is planning to create multi-platform games. So instead of just being on your smartphone, basically, they want to be on, like, I'm assuming console and PC. I'm assuming that's what they're talking about. Again, I don't know much about Zynga. But I want to this podcast, I want to talk about other things because I have to go beyond my own comfort zone. Because again, I mean, I'm running a comic that's based about people exploring different industries. So even as I'm creating content, I'm learning about new things as well that provide ammunition for more content for me to create. So again, the flywheel effect, huh? Right. So Zynga, he there it's interesting too is that I mean gaming is like I mean they are co they already were a content company in the sense that gaming is content, but they're even becoming more so because they're trying to go into all these platforms and then to have their content, i.e. their games, everywhere. And they're also acquiring, like, I mean, and besides their own in-house games, they're acquiring other game makers in their games. And they're also trying to vertically integrate, meaning they're trying to get into the they make the money from ads, or that's one source of revenue. So they're putting up their own ad network. So vertical integration, for those who don't know, I mean, I don't have an exact definition off the top of my head, or I mean, I'm too lazy to look online, but you can look it up. But basically, it's like in the value chain, like you have like one business doing this, and then like it supplies this business to another company which does that. So basically, this company Zynga is they used to rely on other ad networks. They are now creating their own ad networks. So that is one example of vertical integration. So according to the CEO, it's to control the player journey, whatever that means. I guess they're just gonna do targeted ads. So basically, it's like a mix between Disney and Facebook. So you have the ad network thing from Facebook, then you have like their content being on all these different consumer touch points like Disney, at least before Disney Plus, anyways, because they've kind of centralized everything there, at least as far as their digital content goes. But yeah, so it's becoming even more of a content company. So I mean, I find that interesting. So again, to be honest, I don't know too much about these companies. I mean, if you have any thoughts, feel free to chime in. So, but still, I mean, it's good to learn about other things, and I'm learning as you're learning, so we're both learning at the same time. And it's always interesting to be cognizant of what's going on elsewhere, be beyond your own field of competency. Which I return to, which future episodes will also be going to back to what I know better. But still, it's good to talk about things like this, on other, for other episodes, just to keep the content fresh. Okay, so that's it for this episode. If you're a new subscriber, or if you're a new listener, please subscribe to the podcast. But more importantly, this would really mean a lot to me if you please go to webtoon.com. It's basically YouTube for webcomics, and you can subscribe to look up Business Samurai, and please read and subscribe to my comic there. That is like the most important thing for me. And again, any comments, you can leave them. You can message me on my website, artandfinance.net. You go to the contact page, or you can leave comments on Webtoon as well, or directly on Business Samurai, because I always want to get feedback. So again, and also if you know any people who would like my stuff, my content, please do share. Thank you so much, and I'll see you. I guess if this episode comes out on Tuesday, February 23, I guess I would see you next time on Thursday, February 24, and on Wednesday, February 23, there'll be a new. Oh no, sorry, excuse me. Let me say that again. Tomorrow, Tuesday, February 23 is when this episode comes out. Then on Thursday, February 25 is when the next podcast episode comes out. And on Wednesday, February 24, a new episode of the Business Samurai manga comes out. So all the links for everything are in the description. So yeah, please follow me. Thank you again, and I'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay, bye.